Hello and welcome, everyone. I am Rolanda Taylor and will be covering a story for WEMU Radio. I have a special guest, Sue Schooner, who is the founder of a nonprofit organization called Girls Group, located in Ann Arbor in Ypsilanti, Michigan. So, Sue, can you please tell me a bit on why you created Girls Group?
I never started Girls Group intentionally. When I moved to Ann Arbor, I was looking for a way to get involved with the community, and then I was also looking for some young people that I could play with. And then basically the first time that I met these young women, they started taking over my heart and taking over my life, and then every single year it's just become a bigger part of my life and who I am.
Okay. Why should girls in the Washtenaw County attend Girls Group?
I think there's a million different reasons why girls would want to attend Girls Group. I mean, part of what we do is we find everybody, help everyone to find their potential. You know, a lot of people, particularly young people, don't necessarily realize how smart they are, how creative they are, how talented they are, and lots of times it's useful to have caring adults help them focus on their strengths and then access their strengths. And then we help young women, you know, accomplish a lot of things that they didn't think was possible. I mean, we help them to graduate from high school, we help them to get into college, we help them to graduate from college, we help them to own their power and to own their voice. We provide structure, we provide love, we provide academic support, we provide laughter. So it's kind of like, you know, the best family that any of us could ever imagine.
Awesome. What makes this job rewarding for you?
I think it's something different every day. We work with 350 young women, and everyone is unique, but they are all just, you know, fun and interesting and have great stories and they're vibrant. So that's pretty exciting. We have 8 full-time staff that I'm like extremely proud of. I mean, they're just like creative and passionate and hardworking and they love the girls. And we believe that we're making a huge difference in the community. I mean, we're helping young women who often don't have support to fully realize their potential. And because we work with teachers and guidance counselors and principals, then it sort of helps them to sort of think differently about young people they serve. So sometimes teachers and guidance counselors, even though in their heart of hearts they want everyone to succeed, sometimes they misinterpret the way that a young person might act out, without possibly examining the root causes of why they are. And so because the schools have seen how successful these young women have been, once people raise expectations for them and provide the support, then if you're a teacher and guidance counselor, then perhaps you'll reconsider every young person you see that maybe doesn't act the way you would ideally want them to act.
Okay. Can you please share a time when you were drawn in emotionally to Girls Group?
I remember the first time it happened. I was at a discussion group, and the social workers that were facilitating the session had something called the magic box, and girls could write any questions they wanted and throw them in the box. And so the first question on my first day was, why do men rape young girls? Why don't they rape women their own age? And it was just this totally humbling moment for me. I mean, the social workers were brilliant, and they spent 2 hours, you know, leading this totally empowering conversation. And it was just one of the most humbling moments of my life. I mean, like, until then, I thought I was, you know, smart and well-educated and well-traveled and well-read. And it became apparent at that time that there was so much that I didn't know and that I didn't understand. And so for the last 13 years I've been just trying to learn more and be more aware of what goes on in the world.
And have the girls helped you gain that awareness through their experiences and the bonds that you've created with the girls?
I think it works on a couple different levels. I mean, I've learned, you know, from them and their lives, but they've helped me to think more about my life and my journey. So, I mean, they helped me to be a kinder person. They helped me to be more empathetic. They helped me to listen better. So if you asked any of my friends or relatives, they'd tell you I'm a much nicer person since I started with Girls Group.
What makes Girls Group special?
I think there's so many things that make it special. I mean, I think part of it is just the love, the community, the sisterhood, just knowing that you can show up someplace every single week and you're going to be treated with people that are happy to see you and that are going to hug you and that are going to accept you the way you are and not judge you. A place where you can have a voice and you can have an opinion and you can, you know, deal with conflict in a healthy manner, and where you have a whole group of people that want you to reach your highest potential. So, I mean, for anyone that's involved, it's just fun and it's empowering and, you know, love feels good.
What makes Girls Group an enjoyable environment to be in?
I think part of it is it's this, you know, special, safe place where you know that you can come together and people are going to laugh together and they're going to cry together and you're going to be able to talk about things that you never ever thought that you were going to talk about before. And then you start realizing, I mean, I know this is a cliche, but the truth will set you free. Lots of times when people keep things inside of themselves, it's because there's like guilt or shame or you think no one will understand. And once you speak your truth, then it's out. And then you get to move beyond it. And then you realize that so many other people have gone through that before. And that every silly mistake you made or every bad thing that someone did to you doesn't define you. You speak your truth and then you move on to be an even stronger person.
Well, this was Sue sharing her stories and how she has created a wonderful environment for the girls that attend Girls Group. Thank you, Sue, so much for taking the time to answer questions about your nonprofit organization, Girls Group. This is Rolanda Taylor reporting for WEMU 89.1 Radio.